me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. Unfortunately, Vince Clementi won't be able to be with us this week. His father passed away this week, and we obviously give our sympathies to Vince and his family. And don't forget, I'm around here all the time if you ever need anything. Sympathies to Vince and your family, and hopefully things can go along after that. So other than that, it's going to be a regular show. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, the bidding begins August 1st, goes for August 1st through August 11th, and there's lots of great items already up there. We'll talk about a lot of the items that are up there. A lot of things that people brought into Triple Crown in Naperville, and I tweeted pictures of this week that we'll be talking about some of those items. Anytime somebody does that, if we mention the items on the show, you do get in the drawing. This week we're giving away a box of 2015 Top Supreme Baseball. And also, this is unlimited to anybody who wants them. They just sent me at Triple Crown in Naperville these Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets. This game is at Wrigley Field Saturday, July 23rd. The game actually starts at 3:05. They told me you can get in and as early as 1 o'clock. It's a first-come, first-served deal with the tickets, and there's a home run derby before the game, and kind of neat for Chicago fans. I think Zach Collins, the White Sox first-round pick, is supposed to be in this game, so it'd be interesting to go see the, if you haven't been able to see the redesigned Wrigley Field and see some of the young talent out there, could be a fun game. So those tickets are free. Anybody who calls in and wants them, you just have to come in and pick them up at Triple Crown in Naperville. Just let me know how many you do need. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your calls with questions about the value of your items. You can tweet a picture of an item to Tom at TCrownTom. And Twitter ID is TCrownTom, actually. And if I use that on the show, you get in the drawing. Now, Bill, I see we have talked in the past about how hot Michael Jordan 80s Fleer cards are. Here's something that's incredibly hot also that you have in the August auction. The Michael Jordan 84-85 star basketball card number 101 graded BGS 8.5 with a $5,000 minimum bid. That card has been going crazy also.
Oh, yeah. No, and we've had very few of them. I mean, I think almost every one of our auctions we have a couple of the 86 Fleer, but try to find that 80 and try to find it graded. Most of the card companies now are very leery of encapsulating that card because of the counterfeits that are out there.
Yeah, and I think if you do decide that if you have one, you want to sell it, I think you really need to get it graded so people know that it is the real one. Yeah, without a doubt.
It's very hard to sell that card ungraded. I mean, the only ones that I think we've had really ungraded have been where it's still sealed in the little bag as a team set.
Right.
Know, the way they came, yeah.
Boy, his stuff is hot. I mean, that could do... I mean, it's starting at $5,000. It should break $10,000. Could do $15,000 to $20,000. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that baby. Now, also at Triple Crown in Naperville this week, Steve from Skokie stopped by. Now he has a really nice collection of 1958 Topps baseball and also 1961 Fleer basketball. He brought quite a few of them in. I tweeted a picture of some of his cards. He had a Wilt rookie from 61 Fleer that is actually centered, which it's hard to find. Usually those are way off center, and I think his Russell was centered. So I think he's going to send some of those in, Bill, and for your October auction, and he's going to have you guys get some of those graded for him, probably by PSA. Now, if somebody wants you to get items graded for them, how much further in advance do you need to get things?
Well, it generally depends on sometimes who it's going to. PSA takes a little longer than SGC because they're in California, where it's just a little bit farther to get to. But generally, we get them back in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay. So a couple weeks in advance of a typical deadline would usually work out real well. This will be interesting to see what type of grades he gets on some of this stuff. You get a high-grade Wilt rookie, those go for thousands. So that'll be fun to see.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got some, sure. I don't know if his 58 Topps baseball were as nice as a couple of those, but those look pretty nice, too. So Steve from Skokie's going to have some nice stuff in the Huggins and Scott auction. We also have... we've talked about baseball packs in the past, how unopened 50s and 60s Topps baseball packs are doing so well. Well, there's a 1968-69 Opeachy Hockey unopened 5-cent pack graded PSA 8. That has a $1,500 minimum bid, so I guess those do pretty well also, huh, Bill?
Well, from what I can gather... Steve Dickler, I believe, is the one who, one of our reps in Philadelphia area, got that pack from a consigner. And supposedly there's only two or three of them that have ever been encapsulated.
Whoa, jeez. That's always a good sign for the people that have them and have them graded to see what they'll do. So we have Rick from Lombard waiting on the line here. What's new, Rick? What do you have?
I've got an autographed basketball from the USBL Sarasota Sharks. They're actually called the Florida Sharks. I was a mascot for them. And Kevin Salvadori, who was a center for North Carolina, his signature is on the ball.
Did you say you're the mascot?
I was.
Really? So what was all involved with that? What'd you wear for that?
I wore a purple Sharks suit, believe it or not.
Purple shark suit. That must have been warm in the warm weather in Florida, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. It was bad. I marched in a parade one time with them and sweated. It had no air conditioning. It was bad. I got the job by it. It was kind of weird, but a guy who owned the team was a dentist, and he was actually my dentist. And I was sitting in his office one day getting some work done, and he says, "Hey, I'm looking for a mascot. Would you like to try out?" I said, "Well, I used to play soccer." I'm like, "All right, I'll give it a shot." And he thought I was funny, and the crowd liked me when I tried out, so he hired me. And got free tickets and free food. I was in college at the time. I was like, "Hey, this works out great. I get to go to the games and have fun, get to meet some
yeah,
players."
So what
get
year?
To eat for free.
What year was that you were doing that?
Like 96, 97, 98.
You didn't get to save the suit, did you?
No, they had the suit, so I never got it. I got pictures. I got a bunch of T-shirts and stuff from them, but I'm not even positive they're still in existence because I now live here in Lombard, but it was a lot of fun. I had a good time and met a lot of players.
So what exactly is it, a signed baseball?
Signed basketball.
Basketball. Okay, Bill, what do you think? I'll pass that over to you.
Gosh, Rick, I have no idea. I don't think we've ever sold one of those before.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to put a price on it. I think I'd rather have that the mascot suit myself, but it's still good. Now, that's probably maybe not Huggins and Scott auction worthy, Bill. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. It, like what Rick was saying, you know, if the team is no longer around, if they were a short-lived team, and maybe if some of the guys on there actually made it up to the league and stuff.
Well, there's four or five of the guys that are on it actually play in the NBA still. A couple of them are retired, but there was a man who played. He got knocked out of the NBA for vehicular homicide. his signature's on the ball. I can't remember his first name, but his last name's Smith. And then Kevin Salvadori, who played at North Carolina, he was a big name back then.
Yeah, I'd be interested in revisiting this, Rick, if you decide you'd like to put it in one of our auctions. My guys could do some research and see if we can find any ones that have priorly sold. And who knows, we may have some buyers for this thing out there. It could go for several hundred dollars or more.
So, Rick, you're going to be in the drawing. And then also, if you do want any Under Armour All-America Baseball game tickets Saturday, July 23rd at Wrigley Field, just stop by Triple Crown in Naperville and get them. But call me in advance and let me know how many you want. Make sure I still have them. They gave me like 400, so I should be good for a while.
I'd like to get some. I'm actually an activities director currently for a senior center called Autumn Leaves.
Oh, okay.
I'm out in Arlington Heights. If anybody wants to stop by and visit us, we're always looking for people to volunteer, and we got some great residents who would love to meet people.
Well, you know, if any, like, let's say you want to find out how many there want tickets to go to this, you could get as many as you want. They told me they could get more, so just let me know how many you're going to need, and we can take it from there.
Sweet. What is the name again? It's in Naperville?
Yeah, Triple Crown in Naperville, 630-357-7707. I'm Tom, and you have to check with me there and just tell me how many tickets you're going to need. But the game's Saturday, July 23rd at Wrigley Field. Should be neat, actually, to see Wrigley Field on a kind of a relaxed atmosphere and with the college talent there. I know from what I heard, I forget who it was, the fourth overall pick's going to be there. The White Sox first-round pick, who was 10th overall, supposed to be a good power-hitting catcher. Should be kind of fun to see. Now, don't forget, you can also tweet me a picture of an item. Like Rob on Twitter tweeted me. This is something I haven't seen. I'm going to guess this is in the $50 to $100 range. It's a Lindsey Vonn single sign baseball, the skier, Bill. Do you think I'm in the ballpark there, $50 to $100 maybe on a ball like that? I've seen her photos, but I haven't seen a single sign baseball from her.
Well, Tom, I think, you know, depending on how many of those she signed, you could be low on your estimate there. There are a lot of people out there, and we have a lot of them on our mailing list, who collect single sign balls of not necessarily baseball players. Other athletes and famous celebrities and politicians, and if she hasn't signed a lot of them, that could surprise some people.
So that might be something you'd want to try in a Huggins and Scott auction, just because of the rarity of it.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something we'd probably start at $50 to $100 and see where it goes.
Yeah.
I mean, it could get one bid, no bids, or it could go for $750.
Yeah, kind of interesting. It had an inscription on it, kind of a cool item. Now, also in the Huggins and Scott auction, bidding begins August 1st, goes through August 11th. Yeah, this is interesting. An Ovechkin first NHL game-used jersey, NHL certificate of authenticity with that one, $5,000 minimum bid on that one. Just the fact that you have the background on it and the certificate from the NHL that it's from his first game, that's a big item.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy brought that in about, three or four months ago, and along with some other stuff that he gave us for the auction, and he kind of said, let me think about that. And we gave him kind of a deadline when we needed it by, and sure enough, Ricky said to me the other day, the guy he's coming in with the Ovechkin jersey, so that should be a... Like you said, with the provenance behind it and the photo matching, gosh, who knows where that's going to go.
I had Dave from Glendale Heights stopped in at T-Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville yesterday. He had some inexpensive 90s, like, Bulls cards and stuff, but he had one of those sheets of the Hoops cards where it's like 12 Bulls cards from 1992 kind of beat up, and I was like, well, that's not much. But he brought it in it was inside a Superman versus Muhammad Ali oversized comic book, which I tweeted a picture of that. I said, well, those cards aren't worth anything, but that comic book's actually not too bad. Now, his wasn't in great condition, but it's a great picture of it. And one of the guys who follows me on Twitter, but you can see in the background on the picture of the front of the magazine, they have some like celebrities in the stands like normal, you know, like it would be at a regular fight. And Stu tweeted to me, he goes, Jimmy Carter sitting next to Batman? I wonder how that conversation went. But it's really a pretty neat cover. His wasn't in great shape. I think looking up some of those, I think even his is probably $50 to $75. And in really nice shape, those can go for some pretty good bucks, especially now with Ali being so hot.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I don't know if he's got some other stuff to go with it or something, but we could revisit including that.
Yeah, he is checking it out. I think he does have some more comic books. So the comic books are doing well now, especially some of the, if you get Superman or first editions of different characters who made their preview on a comic book, some of that stuff, especially in really good shape, does real well now. So it's already time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a 2015 Top Supreme baseball box to give away to one caller, or if you tweet me a picture of an item and we use it. And anybody who wants them, you can get free tickets to the Under Armour All-America baseball game at Wrigley Field July 23rd. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery couldn't make it this week. Unfortunately, his father passed away. Our sympathies go out to Vince and his family, and we're there for you guys if you ever need anything. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a great prize to give away this week, a 2015 Top Supreme baseball box that goes to one caller or tweeter if you tweet an item I use on the show. And we're also giving away to anybody who wants some free Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets at Wrigley Field Saturday, July 23rd. The White Sox first-round pick Zach Collins is supposed to be playing in that game. There's a home run derby before the game. You can get as many as those as you want. You just have to contact me at Triple Crown in Naperville and get that set up. But if you have some you want me to reserve for you, let me know when you make your call in. And we've got Eddie from Lake Zurich is on the line. What is new, Eddie? What do you have?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I was in Sox game a week ago, and they got a Reverend Jesse Jackson, single-sign baseball, civil rights activist, and former senator.
Yeah, you know, that might be in the Lindsey Vonn category as, a well-known name. I used to see him in the background quite often. He must be a pretty big baseball fan. At Sox games, you'd see him sitting in the stands there. Bill, have you run anything from Jesse Jackson or any, you want to give an estimate on that one? You think same type thing as Lindsey Vonn?
Yeah, gosh. Yeah, Eddie, that could certainly, I mean, if it's a nice, clear, readable signature, did he sign it on the sweet spot, or?
No, he signed it on the side, but then he also inscribed peace on it. It's kind of a cool inscription.
That's kind of neat. You know, love him or hate him, he's definitely well-known, and he has a lot of big-time fans, obviously. Bill, would that be something you'd want to try, do you think? You want to do a little research on that one?
I would certainly try that, yeah. I mean, he fits the motif, like you said, of the Lindsey Vonn, a very tough signature on a baseball, probably.
Yeah, any celebrity. I tell the story once in a while. One of my customers about 10 years ago used to go to the Cubs that had prospects in January at some hotel in Iowa, and you could get things signed. And he had a bunch of baseballs with him, and he's in the elevator, and Jerry Seinfeld gets on the elevator with him. And I'm like, oh, man, you got a Jerry Seinfeld single sign ball, huh? And he goes, oh, no, I didn't want to waste the ball. You know, I had some dud Cubs prospect that I'm sure 10 years ago there weren't a lot of big ones. But, yeah, celebrities like that can do really well. It'd be interesting to see what a Jesse Jackson would do. So contact Bill Huggins at 301-608-0355 if you want to get things lined up. Thanks for the call. And next on the line, let's see, we've got Joe calling from Indiana. What do you have there, Joe?
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Yeah, I've got a couple of old scrapbooks. One of them is the whole New York Mets when they first started, the first year of the New York Mets.
Okay.
And then I have another scrapbook that has Koufax and Drysdale when they beat the Yankees in the World Series.
So it's pretty much newspaper clippings.
Yeah, it was done by a sports writer.
Really? So you didn't put it together yourself? A sports writer you knew did it?
I didn't put it together, no. Matter of fact, I found the thing at a garage sale for $2.
Okay, well, you know, as far as I'll check with Bill on this. As far as I know, like newspaper clippings and scrapbooks, they're neat, but not a ton of value. But am I wrong about that, Bill?
Well, yeah, no, you're not wrong. I mean, most newspaper scrapbooks have very little value to anybody other than the guys who put them together, because you really can't transfer the thrill that somebody had of putting that whole thing together. But a lot of times, I've seen scrapbooks and stuff where they'll have ticket stubs or even programs or signed photos kind of included in there, which could certainly change the whole value of that thing.
So it might be worth checking that out, Joe, if you know, any signatures or anything like that. Cool items, a lot of good memories when you go through them, but not, unfortunately, a lot of value to those type items. Now, there is a lot of value to a lot of the items that are in Huggins and Scott already, for the bidding goes August 1st through 11th. HugginsandScott.com is the website. Previews coming up all the time with new items. This was a neat-looking signed photo. The 1935 New York Yankees spring training team signed photo. Just a really neat shot, the old classic-looking team, and it had Lou Gehrig and Tony Lazzari in addition to other names, signatures on it. $900 minimum bid on that one. And then the Muhammad Ali stuff. There's some really nice Muhammad Ali items in the Huggins and Scott August auction, including a Muhammad Ali signed Simon Bull original oil painting. The actual size of the painting, 30 by 30, $2,500 minimum bid on that one. If you go, you can look and see pictures of these items, if anything we're talking about, and check out the painting. I mean, it's really cool, original painting. That could do very well in the auction. It'll be interesting to see how that does. So go to HugginsandScott.com and check out some items. The bidding begins August 1st. Here is Brett from Lowell, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Brett?
How are you doing, Tom?
Good.
Good. I called you earlier in the week, and you actually referred me to somebody for a Bryant rookie card. I don't know if you remember. I came out and bought it from him. But I had some other stuff. I have a 2015 Topps Pro Debut, Chris Bryant, the variation version, and I had him sign that in person. You know, the one where he's facing right?
Yeah, okay.
And I had that graded, so I didn't know the value of that.
Oh, so you had it authenticated and graded by what, by PSA? Or?
PSA, yeah. PSA. They graded it a 9. Unfortunately, I don't know why they graded the autograph a 9. It's a perfect autograph.
You know, sometimes if there's a little skip in it, or if, let's say, the top part of one of the letters in his signature goes off the card or off onto something, like if there's a memorabilia piece on it. You know, just something simple like that, and they'll move it down to a 9.
I'll send you a picture or something, but I was going to have them re-rate maybe even. But,
well, the Cubs are slumping, but I'll tell you, Chris Bryant's not slumping. He's having a really good year. He's been really impressive.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, without seeing that card, I would think because you did get it authenticated and graded, I think at least $100 on that one. And, you know, I'd have to see it to be able to give you an idea. But Bryant has 25 or 26 homers already. Just, you know, Billy kind of reminds me of when you watch him play, he kind of is like a better Dave Kingman. He's got that, you know, the tall, lean build, but just incredible power with an easy swing. And he makes much better contact regularly than Kingman did, and is a better fielder, so, you know, a better player. But he has that similar type power that Dave Kingman used to have.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anybody. That's a pretty good comparison, actually.
Yeah, when I see him.
Thomas or something.
Yeah, he just brings that memory back. Boy, Kingman, when the wind was blowing out a couple times at Wrigley, hit somewhere. One, it went out of Wrigley, and I think it ended up about three blocks away, you know, when it landed. I mean, when he connected, he definitely killed him. Michael from Streamwood is on the line. Welcome to the show, Michael. What do you have?
Morning, sir. I love your show. I listen every week.
Thanks, Michael.
Like I was on the show before I got that Dodger infield baseball. My father was a security guard at the Houston Astros training camp back in Cocoa, Florida. And I have a 1980 Houston Astros baseball signed by the guys.
Okay, now 1980, that was right when they were starting to get pretty good, right? Who are some of the bigger names on the 80 ball?
Well, I got Nolan Ryan on there. I got Cesar Cedeno. I got Jose Cruz is on there.
Yeah,
Joe
that's
Moore.
Cool. Is it a full team signed ball? Or like, do you have 20 or more total?
No, the whole team signed it. So like I said, my dad was a security guard there. So I was on the field in the dugout. I was all over, you know, especially during spring training.
Boy, that Cesar Cedeno, when he first came up, he was really good. He was fast. I think he was a 2020 guy a couple of times. I like the fact that Nolan Ryan's on it. Bill, any estimate on an 80 Astros team sign ball?
Well, I would think, you know, Michael, you're probably looking at $100 to $200, maybe a little more.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking also.
Okay. And another thing about Cesar Cedeno, like I said, my dad was a security guard at the training camp, and I used to drive my bicycle to the training camp so I could watch it. And I was on my way home one day, and Cesar Cedeno, he threw my bicycle in his trunk and gave me a ride home.
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
Yeah, they had like an apartment or whatever on Cocoa Beach when they were in town, you know, and they invited me and one of my buddies over there, and we had some Chinese food with Cesar Cedeno, J.R. Richards, and Joe Morgan. We had Chinese food at their apartment, man. It was pretty cool. Like I said, I was probably 11 or 12 years old.
Now, do you have any dinner-used Chinese food remnants from that meal there, Michael?
I don't, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's pretty neat. That's a good story.
Autographed chopsticks.
Yeah, by Cesar Cedeno and Joe Morgan. That'd be cool. Rick from Palatine's on the line. What's new, Rick? What do you have? Hey, Rick. Are you there, Rick? What do you have? Looks like Rick his line's not working there. We're going to have to take Rick off the list randomizer for the drawing. Boy, I'll tell you, Bill, some people been bringing in some interesting stuff into Triple Crown in Naperville. This was something, actually, a listener emailed me a picture of this one. I guess his grandfather was friends with Ron Santo. I think his grandfather used to referee when the Cubs played charity basketball games, and they got to be friends. And one time Ron left a jacket at his house and never picked it up, so left it there. It's there with the family. They have it in a frame. Really cool Cubs 1969 game-worn Santo jacket. Talking to Josh about that, he estimated it at probably in the 2,000 to 3,000 range and maybe more. Is that what you're thinking also, Bill?
Oh, sure, especially, gosh, connected to the 69 season. You couldn't get much better than that.
Yeah, and Santo finally made it into the Hall of Fame. That was a kind of a sad tale that he didn't make it till after he passed away, because he was so – every time they'd have the Hall of Fame voting would come in, they'd have a TV camera there at his house, and he just would look so disappointed when he didn't make it. But he finally did make it, so that didn't hurt his memorabilia being a Hall of Famer, the values of the memorabilia. Let's see now.
Oh, no, that's you.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
No, I say a lot of times when guys get in the Hall of Fame that are kind of borderline, will they get in, won't they get in, and stuff like that, when they finally do, their stuff doubles and triples literally overnight.
Yeah, especially things like...
As opposed to like a Derek Jeter or Mariano Rivera, they're already in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Value-wise, not getting in would make a bigger story than them getting in.
Yeah. Now, for somebody like Pete Rose, where his cards and his memorabilia trade like a Hall of Famer, And obviously his autographs, he signed so much, they're not as high. But if Pete Rose ever did get named to get into the Hall of Fame, do you think that would help his, or he's just so high on a lot of stuff anyway, it wouldn't? What do you think?
I mean, as far as his collector value to the public is concerned, he is a Hall of Fame, you know?
Yeah, and it like his rookie card, any game used stuff, it all trades. Like, I mean, he's an all-time hits leader, and his stuff kind of trades at that value already, so it's way up there. You know whose stuff didn't get hurt? You do have some really nice modern-day cards in the Huggins and Scott auctions. You have a 2003-04 LeBron James Upper Deck Ultimate Collection rookie autographed card, number 218 to 250. And this is graded BGS Gem Mint 9.5 with a 10 autograph. And the grades on the card are 10, 10, 9.5, 9.5. So that's as close as you can get to a 10 on the card. That you got a $900 minimum bid. That could break like $5,000 on that card. His stuff's on fire.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a hot card for sure right now. Timing couldn't be any better.
That's for sure, and that's in the Huggins and Scott August auction. So it's already time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 9, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan. We've got a nice prize we're giving away this week, a 2015 Top Supreme baseball box. And we've got callers waiting. We've got tweets sitting here with people tweeting pictures of items. This is kind of neat. iZombie COD from Twitter it looks like he got a collector's choice Michael Jordan card showing him golfing signed by Michael. He must have gotten that done on his own somewhere. I would get that authenticated and graded by PSA or BGS, and that's probably in the $200 to $300 range. The autographed Michael Jordan cards that are really hot right now are the ones that came out of packs from like the late 90s and the 2000s, where he's in a Bulls uniform and came out of Upper Deck packs. Those things are on fire. Things that were $300 or $400 10 years ago are like $1,300, $1,400 now. So those are the biggies. If he's in a Bulls uniform and they came out of the pack signed that way. Also, now we've got, let's see, who's been waiting a long time here. Oh, Rick from Palatine's on the line. What do you have there, Rick? Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
My dad was a pilot for United and would fly some sports charters. And he flew the Cubs. And there was an album, and I think it was Carmen Fanzone was a player on the Cubs, and he was kind of a renowned musician of sorts. And
yeah,
they created this album called Cub Power. And it's a big baseball on the front, and then there's individual pictures of all the Cubs around the perimeter of it. So he flew them, and he passed the album around the airplane, and about 90% of them signed it. I can't remember. There was one of the key guys who didn't. It might have been Santo. I'm not sure. But Jenkins, Williams, Banks.
So this was a record album signed by them?
Yep. And it's called Cubs Power.
Yeah,
they produced it.
Wasn't Carmen Fanzone a trumpet player, maybe?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. That's kind of interesting. What do you think about that, Bill?
Well, I'm certainly familiar with the album. The fact that he's got it signed is, you know, could be a home run there. I don't know how many of those that ever got signed. I could say that could be several hundred dollars easily. You've got a few guys on there that you can't get it signed anymore. So
yeah.
So let me ask you this: if it's still someone who's living that we're missing, would it be warranted to try to go get that last signature on it, or just leave it alone?
I would, if you could still fill in the pieces to the puzzle of guys who played on that team, I would do that.
Okay.
Just make sure you only get guys that actually were on that team. Otherwise, you're gonna hurt.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Obviously, it's intact. If it was just the guys on the airplane that signed it, obviously they had to be on the team. So
this was your father who was the pilot?
Yeah, he was on United, and he flew. You know, he would fly sports charters every so often, and the teams and.
Any other team signed stuff that he has or that you have?
No, the only other thing that's that I might mention, if you got a moment, is I had the opportunity to work on the leaderboard of the 1972 U.S. Open out in Pebble Beach, and so I was 13, and so we had these daily tickets, you know, that would get you in, like people who were the daily passes. And one of them is signed by Palmer, who didn't win the tournament that year. Nicklaus won it. And then the envelope that the tickets came in is signed by Nicklaus. But it's addressed to my mom and it had all the tickets in it, and Nicklaus signed the envelope. So I don't know if that makes it more unique because it's personalized or less unique because... you know, it's not really, it's from like the Pebble Beach Golf Association or something, but it's not actually part of the tournament, stuff.
What do you think, Bill? You get a lot of golf items in Huggins and Scott. What do you think of that one?
That may be, maybe $100 or $200 or something like that.
I'll probably just keep that. Hey, the last thing I was going to share is, with Muhammad Ali just passing, my dad had the opportunity to fly Ali once, and he said he came through the opening in the fuselage into the cockpit. And he said he of all the guys he ever flew, there was no one that was bigger than life than Muhammad Ali in every possible way. You know, presence, personality, physical, you know, the whole deal.
Yeah, great story.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. We had that story from the listener who sat next to Ali on a cross-country flight. Now, they were talking through the flight, and Ali was, like, diddling with something, a paper and pen, and through the whole thing. And at the end of the flight, he ends up giving him, he had done a drawing, like, with different colors of ink of a crowd around a boxing ring and stick figures in the ring of that was supposed to be him and Frazier, and signed it for the guy. I mean, really cool guys. You hear a lot of really neat stories like that with Ali. Pistol Pat's been waiting. Thanks, Pistol Pat. What's up? What do you have this week?
T-Crown Town, great show, of course, again. I got some unique items here. I got this company that came out a few years ago, Famous Fabrics Incorporated.
Yeah.
They make music stuff, or they had music product in there.
Mm-hmm.
I got this quad memorabilia card. It's got four great singers, lady singers in there. It's numbered out of 10. Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Leanne Rimes, and Miranda Lambert. It's like a piece of fabric or something from their dress or what?
Yeah, I know exactly what those were. I haven't seen any selling recently, but I think they're in the $100 range for one of those items. I think all of those memorabilia items were $210 or less. And so the one of ones were obviously the most valuable. But, that's pretty neat. They had some signed stuff in there. I think the big thing was a redemption for a Beatles, signed item. You know, with the sun coming over here, Eric, I hope I'm going to be able to see the random list organizer who I'm picking at the end of the thing. If not, I'll remember him. I'll pick a ticket myself here. Here comes the sun. Kyle from Joliet's on the line. What do you have there, Kyle?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I have a Carlos Zambrano no-hitter ticket stub, which was signed. Keep in mind, the game was in Milwaukee versus Houston because of the Hurricane Ike.
Right.
I want to know how much that would be looking at, or what I would be to do.
You know, his career kind of fizzled. Didn't leave a good taste in a lot of people's mouths. But do you think that's still maybe $7,500, Bill?
Oh yeah, Kyle. And signed no hitter tickets. There's a lot of people that collect those. I just don't know how many Zambrano signed, you know, of those tickets. So it could be, like Tom said, 75 to 100. If he hadn't signed many of them, it could be a few hundred.
Yeah, and I imagine he hasn't been around to sign a whole lot of them, so from that standpoint, it's probably still pretty good. Superman Todd is on the line. What do you have, Superman?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I've got an old Bobby Brown baseball. It's very slightly toned, but Williams is on the sweet spot. Mantle's on one panel, and DiMaggio's on the other panel.
That's not a bad God, 3-4-5.
Does this have a letter?
No, I'm going to hold on to it until the next major show comes or when I know PSA is in town, and I'm going to get that taken care of.
Yeah, you get that thing a letter on those. I mean, we've had a bunch of those come through us, and I don't know. I think I've had more of them that were not able to authenticate than have been authenticated. But if that thing passes their test, that's a couple $1,000s easily.
All right, I appreciate it. It's gonna wind up going. In, assuming it does pass, it's gonna go for my younger son's high school graduation. But yeah, I'm gonna definitely get that done. So
no, that's a nice gift to look forward to. Very good. Next on the line, we have. Is this John in the? Where are you, John? In the air or in the area? Where are you, John?
I'm in my car.
Okay, in your car. What's up?
So I've got two items. The first one is a football. I was at a Better Boys Foundation banquet in the mid-80s, and it's one of those three white panel signature footballs when Pete Rozelle was commissioner, and it's signed by a whole bunch of players, including five Hall of Famers, Walter Payton, Eric Dickerson, Frank Gifford, Russ Grimm, and it's also signed by Darryl Stingley, the player who was paralyzed when he was hit by Jack Tatum.
Yeah, now that's an interesting story with him. But, Bill, the fact that you have Hall of Famers and Darryl Stingley, who was paralyzed during a game, does that hurt the value being on with the Hall of Famers? Or because he has the special story, does it still retain its value?
I don't think that hurts that much at all, John. I mean, are there more than those five or six signatures? It is a full baller.
There's a whole bunch of other signatures. Ray Worship on there, Mike Martin. It was a big event.
So it's not all Hall of Famers anyway. I'm thinking probably in the $200 to $400 range is probably the value on that one, don't you think, Bill? A Peyton on there helps.
I think you're safe in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget the Huggins and Scott August auction. Bidding begins August 1st, goes through August 11th. Lots of neat items up there already. This was kind of interesting. You have a Tom Brookshire Eagles game-worn jersey from the early 60s, $400 minimum bid. He's probably remembered more for doing his football announcing with Pat Summerall than his football playing career, but he is remembered. I would think that might do pretty well. This is incredible what you have here. The 1933 Gaudy baseball signed cards. 146 different lots. Many of the lots are just single signed cards of the 1933 Gaudy cards, like Babe Ruth, Jimmy Fox, Rogers Hornsby, Eddie Collins, Dizzy Dean, Gabby Hartnett, Kiki Kyler. And there's a tough one that not a lot of signatures out there. Earl Clark, who died in a car crash in 1938 at the age of 30. So even though Earl Clark's not a big name, Bill, that's could be a valuable autograph just because there's so few, if even any other ones around.
Oh, you're right. I've had several people call about that card already, and that could actually sell for more than Babe Ruth.
Oh my gosh, really? You think so? Are there guys literally trying to make the complete set of signed 1933?
Oh, yeah. There's several guys out there looking to try and put that set together, if possible. I don't know if the closest guy is or not. You know.
Well, this one with 146 different lots, whoever's trying it can get them a lot closer to the set, that's for sure. That's going to be incredible to watch what some of those go for. Sean from Frankfurt is on the line. Welcome to the show, Sean. What do you have?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Sure, good.
I was calling because I have, when I was 14, my dad, he bought me the entire NBA season of the 89-90 season. I have every player, every team, every card from NBA Hoops. So unfortunately, none of them are signed. So I was just trying to see what something like that would be worth. They're in a photo album. They've been in a photo album for 20-some-odd years.
Well, the Hoops set, they made a lot that year. There's not a ton of value to them. But the way the Jordan stuff has been going from the 80s, if you have a perfect condition Jordan 89 Hoops card, might as well get that one graded, too, because the values from the 80s Jordans and high-grade Fleers are just... they are so on fire right now. It's incredible. If anybody's sitting on some real nice, just out of packs, 80s Fleer cards, and you have Jordan in there, look over your Jordan card, get them graded if you have them, because it's really incredible what they're going for. We've got time for one more call here. Arnie from Naperville. What's up, Arnie? What do you have?
Hey, good morning. Now, one of the reasons I call, I have this U.S. Open flag, 1990, at Medina when they played there. And I got a bunch of signatures on it. So what signatures on it that I actually got myself? Some you can read, like Jack Nicklaus is on there.
Nice.
And Payne Stewart's on that one.
Oh,
so I know.
Yeah, that's a tough signature, dying at such a young age.
Yeah, he's on there. And I've got a bunch of other ones. It's just hard to, I should have did a better job of noting who I got them from. But I got them myself, and there's probably got to be 10 to 12 more signatures on there.
Very
of
cool.
People that played that round.
What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, those are good items, Arnie, that, you know, the guys who do the authenticating, if you decided you wanted to send that to us, a lot of them are familiar with the signatures, so they could identify probably a lot more
perfect
than you and I could. So.
Yeah,
that would be a good Huggins and Scott auction item, I think, with Payne Stewart, you know, being in that group. That's a good one. Well, we're already at the end of another show. Bill, don't forget to go and check out HugginsandScott.com. And it's time to do the drawing here. We're going to randomize it. Now, the winner this week, with Vince off this week, we're not going to make him do any deliveries with that, with everything going on. The winner will have to pick up the prize at Triple Crown in Naperville. And it is Rob from Twitter is actually the winner. So, Rob, if you... the number at Triple Crown in Naperville is 630-357-7707. And don't forget, anybody else that wants to come into Triple Crown and pick up, they've got these free Under Armour All-America baseball game tickets. The game's July 23rd at Wrigley Field. You have your run of the field. You get in there as early as 1 o'clock. And now go to HugginsandScott.com. Check out the auction preview. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.